This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. For the second time this month, a freshman state lawmaker has announced their resignation. Commerce City Democrat Sayed Charbonnet said the pay for lawmakers is unsustainable for his family and out of line for how much work is involved. Colorado lawmakers earn $43,000 a year. Charbonnet also bemoaned the polarized and contentious atmosphere in the House. Earlier this month, Democratic Representative Ruby Dixon cited vitriolic politics as her reason for resigning ahead of next session. Nearly 1,100 people in Colorado have signed up to indicate an invisible disability on their driver's licenses. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more on the program.
In July 2022, the Colorado DMV launched a disability identifier program in which Coloradans can have their health care provider fill out a form indicating the person has an invisible disability. The person gives the form to the DMV, and the license then gets a symbol on it, one that looks like a profile of a person. It lets members of law enforcement know that the disability, which isn't specified on the card, could make communicating with police difficult. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
The Pueblo Rescue Mission says it may stop sheltering the pets of homeless clients. The nonprofit started the program last month, but the Pueblo Chieftain reports that a requirement to keep the pets in kennels has led potential users to decline. Instead, many people say they want their pets to sleep with them in the shelter beds. Rescue Mission staff say that goes against their policies and that they'll end the new program if there's not more interest soon. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Highs along the Front Range today will hit the mid-60s. It'll be a mostly sunny afternoon.